Shabbat Shalom. This week, our parasha is Devarim, which means words, and covers Deuteronomy 1:1 through 3:22. Parasha Devarim is the first Torah portion of Deuteronomy and is a name for this book in Hebrew. Parasha Devarim teaches us the importance of learning from our past and breaking the cycles of sin that repeat constantly in our lives. The book of Deuteronomy begins with Moses recounting our history to the generation about to conquer the land of Canaan. We read that what should have been an 11-day journey from Mount Sinai or Horeb to the border of Canaan took 40 years. And very soon we will read again the reason for such a long journey. And spoiler alert, it was not a GPS issue. Devarim continues with judges being chosen to help Moses with administrating our people. These judges were instructed to show no bias, to treat every case as important, and to not fear people, but to fear the Lord. So this importance of fairness and treating everyone with dignity is emphasized in God's commandments. Now, it's a sad fact today that many times justice is thwarted, at least in this life, because of bias, lack of caring, and fear of people. But as believers, we should be concerned with justice in our society and advocate for a fair and moral administration of the law. So we then departed Mount Sinai for the promised land and arrived at the border. 12 spies were chosen to scout the land, one from each tribe. After 40 days, they returned and said that while the land of Canaan was amazing, it really was a land flowing with milk and honey, the people who lived there were like giants, like Nephilim, the sons and daughters of fallen angels. 10 of the spies said it would be impossible for us to conquer this land. We might as well pack it up and go home. Now, most of our people believed them and refused to go out into the land the Lord promised and commanded us to live in. And so with this great act of rebellion, the Lord swore an oath and promised that no one from that generation would ever set foot in the land of Israel. He said only Caleb and Joshua, the two spies who believed in the Lord, and our children would be allowed to enter in. We were told to head back into the wilderness where we would wander until that entire generation died. Now, our people refused to accept this judgment, and now they were very ready to conquer Canaan at the prospect of wandering and dying in the wilderness. Moses tried to stop them, but we then charged in recklessly without Moses or the ark, defying the Lord once again. Naturally, we were defeated and driven back into the wilderness with many dead. This parasha ends after recounting part of our wilderness journey and several battles we fought after. Now, Parasha Devarim, and really Devarim as a whole, reminds us of our people's history and our failures. But why does Moses tell this story to the generation about to conquer the promised land? Why is it written, if you read this in the English and in the Hebrew, it's written as if they rebelled against the Lord, as if they were there when this all happened and took part in it? Why is it written this way? Well, it's told this way as a reminder to that generation and really to us today as well about the failures of our ancestors and the consequences that it brought. Moses wanted us to do better when we entered the promised land, to learn from the previous generation and not make the same mistakes again. He worried because we forget our past very quickly, and we tend as human beings to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. We go through cycles, maybe especially in our relationships, and assume, well, okay, that's a nice story, but that can't happen to me. I'm going to do better. I am better than this. But the reality is, it can happen to us. The history of our people recorded in Scripture stands as a testament to how we typically live as human beings. Time after time, we turned from the Lord to follow our own ways and suffered horribly because of it. You know, Parashat Devarim is always read on the Sabbath with Tisha B'Av, the day we mourn the destruction of both temples. We read it during this time of mourning as a sobering reminder of our shortcomings. You know, Moses hoped that our people would learn from the mistakes we made in the wilderness and not repeat them again. But we did repeat them again. As we read in Scripture, as we go on past the Torah, during the time of the judges, we strayed from God's teachings again and again. As it is written, every man did which was right in his own eyes. All everybody followed their own way. Eventually, we continue reading that the first temple was destroyed because we failed to follow God's law, and we were exiled then for the first time. Centuries later, we would be exiled again with the second temple destroyed from rejecting God again and his Messiah. Devarim proclaims that we need to learn from our history and not continue this cycle of sin, of rebellion, of suffering. We need to break with the patterns that have been set in our lives and return to the Lord. To see the patterns that have governed our lives and evaluate whether they deserve to be continued or need to be broken. We need to be introspective. Breaking any habit or any pattern is very difficult to do. But when we place our trust in Messiah Yeshua, the Lord's power enables us to succeed, to overcome addiction, to overcome sin, to overcome every sort of temptation that ensnares us. Through the strength of the Holy Spirit, we don't have to be who we have been. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, we read, there is freedom. And this is the type of freedom that Paul's talking about here. Each of us needs to examine our past and ask ourselves if there is anything we need to remember and that we need to avoid repeating. You know, George Hegel, the German philosopher, wrote, "We learn from history that we do not learn from history." That's as funny as the Germans are going to get in their philosophy. Tisha B'Av is a holiday where we mourn this truth, that we tend to forget our past, what the Lord has done, and continue sin's destructive cycles. But our Messiah declared that if we hold to his teaching, we are really his disciples. And then we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. I pray this Tisha B'Av that as we mourn and remember our history, we would also know the freedom and joy found in Messiah Yeshua. That we would hold on to the truth of the good news and experience the freedom from the cycles of sin that is only found in him. Thank you.